Speaking of albums, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday. It's our album review, and we're joined again by Gavin. Hey, Gavin.
Hello.
So tell us all about this album. I know that you're very excited about this.
Oh, yes. These are two artists that I absolutely love, and I have loved for a very long time. And those are Future and Metro Boomin here with We Don't Trust You, a collab album of theirs that dropped about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little over than that. Mm-hmm. But these two artists are modern day rock stars, and they have been going back and forth trading songs together ever since 2013. But they've never actually collaborated together in a full album setting like they do here. And this album, to put it bluntly and to keep it short, really is just Future and Metro Boomin doing what they really do best, with smooth and timeless flows from Future as he just talks about, you know, money, girls, and his lifestyle, and he raps about these things that just get stuck in your head all day.
Right.
We both know there's many songs out there from Future that have done that over the years. And Metro Boomin, you could tell through this project that he cares so much about his production. Mm-hmm. It seems like every charting popular rap song for the past 5 years has been from Metro Boomin.
Right.
And he continues to do that with all of his great work with samples, his great job with the backtracking and the beats. He creates and constructs just these instrumentals that really are unforgettable. So It's really great to hear them flow together, because they both mend together just so well.
They do. Honestly, they are kind of like one of those dynamic duos when you think of like rap duos out there and stuff. And when they collab together, you just know it's going to be something good.
Oh, they definitely are. And speaking of collaborations too, there's a lot of really fun ones on this project as well.
Really? Tell me more.
Yeah, we've got a really great feature from Rick Ross later on the album. And then Playboi Carti comes in, and he does something a little different, which I like, because usually Playboi Carti always does his very baby voice, you know, playful, fun thing. But he employs a whole new style that I would urge anyone to check out who's listening. And also, too, Travis Scott makes a few features on here. He's got two songs with that. The Weeknd makes an appearance, where The Weeknd is great on any song you've seen from him. And most notably is Kendrick Lamar, too, with his verse on the song Like That.
I love that. That is awesome. Honestly, me and Logan are always a fan of features, so that's awesome. But so you're talking all about these features, but what were some of your favorite songs off of this album?
Yes, so with that, I would definitely have to say that the Rick Ross song, Everyday Hustle, was definitely a standout for me. It's very more, it's not the typical trap production that you expect out of Metro Boomin, so it's cool to hear that kind of switch up. But I also really like the song Like That, of course, as I just mentioned. I also really like the song Type Stuff with Playboi Carti that I mentioned as well. And the song Slimed In, and Cinderella too were both really fun as well.
Ooh, absolutely love that. And you guys are going to be hearing a song from that album right here, right now. It's Future and Metro Boomin with Like That, right here on New Music Monday. Future and Metro Boomin with Like That from their album We Don't Trust You, which was our album review this week by Gavin. So Gavin, any other like standout points on this album?
Yes, I would have to say my biggest standout point from this album is the song that we just heard, Like That. Mm-hmm. And firstly, it's because Metro Boomin does a great job on the production. It starts off with those synths that just pull you in right away. And then Future does his job. He does a fantastic job keeping that momentum up. Mm-hmm. But Kendrick Lamar, when he comes in, he throws a lot of shots to people in the industry. And it's really shocking because he's done a lot of songs with people like Drake and J. Cole, but those are the exact people that he's dissing and coming out with. So it really is shocking to see him do that. And there's been a lot of discourse with that within the rap game recently. But it's just exciting to see where it all goes. And it gets these rappers very hungry and keeps them pushing each other to do more and to better each other, which just makes better music for the rest of us. So I can't
100%.
Complain.
Oh, yeah. I totally see where you're coming from with that for sure. And if you guys want to check out the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you could check out the full thing there.